Cry for Help Prayer by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. God has said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. There are seasons in our lives when suffering seems like it will never end. When we finish each day laying down our head in exhaustion, hoping to see a reprieve with the coming of a new dawn. These prolonged trials in our lives can cause hope to fade. Without getting an answer for our troubles, we can be tempted to give up hope that things will ever change. The Israelites knew this feeling all too well. For years, they suffered in cruel slavery under the hands of tyrant leaders. But in their darkest days, they did something different. Instead of continuing on the same path of hopelessness, they made a decision to cry to God for help. Exodus 2:23 tells us, "During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out. And their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God." In this dark time in Israel's history, God had already set a plan for rescue in motion. God prepared a man named Moses, orchestrating the events of his life to answer the call. God chose Moses to lead his people out of slavery, and when voices of desperation rose from the Israelites, Moses was ready to respond. The Matthew Henry commentary shares this insight about the Israelites' turning point. "Now at last they began to think of God under their troubles and to return to him from the idols they had served. But before God unbound them, he put it into their hearts to cry unto him." The thing that ushered in the beginning of deliverance for God's chosen people was their choice to cry for help. Exodus 2:25 says, "So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them." When we cry out to our Heavenly Father for help, we have the assurance of his concern for our needs. God sent Moses to guide the Israelites to freedom. Just as he heard and responded to their cry for help, our Lord will also hear us in our most desperate times. He's waiting for us to cry out to him today. So let's pray this cry for help prayer together. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today in desperate need. I've been suffering, and I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to say. But I know you're my only hope. This is my cry for help. Hear my cries, Lord. I felt far away from you, although I know your word says in Hebrews 13:5 that you'll never leave me or forsake me. I invited your son Jesus to live in my heart, but I've let the sufferings of this world discourage me. I want to feel your presence with me, to trust in you to provide the answer to my problems and the antidote to my hurt. Lord, please help. When the Israelites cried out to you, you sent a messenger of hope. You freed them from the slavery that kept them bound for so long. In the same way, I'm trusting in you to rescue me from my troubles. I renew my trust in you as you guide the pathways of my life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my cry for help and for being concerned about me. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.